God of your salvation. Have you ever heard the terms saved, salvation, born again, or someone just say that you must be saved? Let's listen in as God's Word answers all these questions. First, a short parable. There was a certain man that fell asleep while smoking in bed. His house caught fire and was destroyed. The man awoke 3 days later in the hospital with burns over half of his body. Not knowing what had happened to him, the nurses showed him news reports and pictures of his house. The man was extremely upset with his own folly, yet wondered how he escaped such a mess. The nurses explained that his neighbor was a fireman. This neighbor, seeing smoke, grabbed his helmet and axe and broke into the house and through two doors to get to him. Upon finding him, he took him upon his shoulder and out of the burning house. After hearing all this, the man was overcome with thankfulness and said, "I never knew this wonderful man, my neighbor. I must meet." "No," he says, "I must know this man that saved my life." This story is a picture of our need for God's plan of escape. Like this certain man, we have all gone our own foolish ways and made a mess of things. Our current bodies are mortal, which means subject to death or destruction. When we leave these bodies someday, what will happen to us? Who will save us? And where will I go? And how will I get there? Just as the man in the burning house, we too are overcome and helpless to save ourselves. God's Word, however, does have all the answers we need. Let's listen in as He offers His plan and assurance of our eternal destiny with Him. John 5. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. 2 Corinthians 5. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Psalm 149. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Luke 3. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God. Isaiah 51. Lift up your eyes to the heavens and look upon the earth beneath. For the heavens shall vanish away like smoke, and the earth shall wax old like a garment. And they that dwell therein shall die in like manner. But my salvation shall be forever, and my righteousness shall not be abolished. 1 John 1. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy 2. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 1 Corinthians 15. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruption must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Mark 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. 2 Thessalonians 2. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Psalm 119. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Thessalonians 5. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew 1. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Acts 4. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. 1 Timothy 2. For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Romans 5. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Matthew 4. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Titus 3. For we ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, and living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Hebrews 9. So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Romans 10. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 16. And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. 2 Peter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. John 3. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might
be saved. Named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year,
and Jesus said unto them,
You know nothing at all.
Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans?
That one man should die for the people,
and that the whole nation perish
not.
But except you repent,
and this spake he not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus should die for that nation. John 14. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, you know, and the way, you know. Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Luke 15. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Psalm 25. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. Psalm 139. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Samuel 22. The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. Isaiah 43. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Ezekiel 14. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, repent, and turn yourselves from your idols, and turn away your faces from all your abominations. Luke 1. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Luke 2. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. John 4. And said unto the woman, now we believe not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Acts 5. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. 2 Corinthians 7. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Philippians 3. For our conversation is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. 1 Timothy 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the commandment of God our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, which is our only hope. 1 Timothy 4. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. 2 Timothy 1. Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Titus 1. To Titus, mine own son after the common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Titus 2. Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. 2 Peter 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 2. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world
through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. 2 Peter 3. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 1 John 4. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwell in him, and he in God. Jude 1. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Exodus 15. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. 2 Samuel 22. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of the rock of my salvation. 1 Chronicles 16. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Psalm 3. Salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Psalm 18. The Lord is my rock, and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalm 21. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Psalm 51. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. Psalm 68. Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. Psalm 89. He shall cry unto me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also, I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. Psalm 91. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Isaiah 12. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, with joy shall you draw water out of the wells of salvation. Isaiah 46. I bring near my righteousness. It shall not be far off, and my salvation shall not tarry, and I will place salvation in Zion for Israel my glory. Psalm 70. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, Let God be magnified. Isaiah 52. How beautiful upon the mountain are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good things, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth. Zechariah 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just, and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, upon a colt, the foal of an ass. Luke 1. To give knowledge of salvation unto his people by the remission of their sins. Acts 13. For so hath the Lord commanded us, saying, I have set thee to be a light of the Gentiles, that thou shouldest be for salvation unto the ends of the earth. Acts 20. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 1. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Romans 10. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 13. And that, knowing the time, that now it is high time to wake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed. Ephesians 6. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Philippians 1. For I know that this shall turn unto my salvation through your prayer, and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. 2 Timothy 3. And that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Hebrews 2. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him? Hebrews 5. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. 2 Peter 3. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Revelation 19. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, Hallelujah, salvation, glory, and honor, and power, unto the Lord our God. Psalm 18. For thou wilt save the afflicted people, but wilt bring down high looks. For thou wilt light my candle, the Lord my God, and will enlighten my darkness. Psalm 55. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Psalm 71. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 145. He will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He also will hear their cry and save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Jeremiah 17. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For thou art my praise. Matthew 9. But go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice, for I am not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 18. For the Son of Man is come to save that which was lost. Mark 15. Likewise, also the chief priests, mocking, said among themselves with the scribes, He saved others, himself he cannot save. Luke 9. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village. John 12. And if any man hear my words, and believe not, I judge him not. For I am not come to judge the world, but to save the world. Acts 3. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 1. For after that in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save those that believe. Hebrews 7. But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. James 5. Let him know that he which converteth a sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Jude 1. And others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Revelation 3. Remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Isaiah 45. Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness, and shall not return, that unto me every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear. 2 Samuel 22. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Psalm 107. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Proverbs 28. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. Ezekiel 33. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Jeremiah 4. O Jerusalem, wash thine heart from wickedness, that thou mayest be saved. How long shall thy vain thoughts lodge within thee? Matthew 10. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. Luke 7. And he said unto the woman, thy faith has saved thee. Go in peace. Luke 18. And they that heard it said, who then can be saved? And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. Acts 2. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Acts 2. Praising God, having favor with all the people, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. Romans 5. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, how much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Romans 10. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. 1 Corinthians 1. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. 1 Corinthians 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Ephesians 2. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Second Timothy 1, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Titus 3, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior. Revelation 3. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous therefore and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me. Revelation 21. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon, to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. And the nations of them which are saved shall walk in the light of it, and the kings of the earth do bring their glory and honor into it. John 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, You must be born again. 1 Peter 1. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. John 1. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but the will of God.
Fury of the Father poured out on the Son gives life to the lost and change to the one who believes. Will you believe in Jesus? Will you believe that Jesus died for you and that he rose again to take away your sin? The blood that he shed, the stripes that he bore, paid for salvation, healing and more for you and me. Will you believe in Jesus? He became as we are, so we could become what he is. The devil stole our birthright, but Jesus bought it back again. The mercy of the Father is calling your name. And now is the time to give your life to him. Won't you believe in Jesus? You feel a tug inside you. You know you really want to make the choice.
Don't say
your decision. Let this be the turning point in your life.
Right now,
the mercy of the Father is calling your name. Now is the time to life to him. Oh, do it now. Won't you believe in Jesus? Won't you believe?